Good day.
This is a 2.5 Stooges podcast.
Hey guys.
Jesus.
Please, Japan. You're supposed to. Bro, you know what? We're keeping this.
Anyways, guys, a lot has happened since the last episode.
Yeah.
Vernaculars and all those things were preached and spoken elsewhere. At a specific university, valedictorian.
The one down the road.
The artistic one.
Claimed his right to express himself however, because he's a creative and, you know, he's also being defended by the school, you know. So, you know, man have all rights to express himself however, and he used some material in his valedictorian speech. No, I would have been gladly to say the material that he used. It's red clot. You cut yourself when you bleed, you get hey, and then the clot come after. So he put all of that together and tell him for big up, you know.
Self.
Right. Now there has been a lot of uproar from the media, mainly because one, them bad mind. Me personally, that's me just thinks that people just bad mind because they get for curse it anyway. They want to curse it.
People don't want to do it at them graduation.
Yeah, exactly.
But not really for big up. I really towards the school.
Yeah, I probably tell a couple of the lecture them say
big up, yo.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think of some bad mind could listen at one night. Even though it is illegal in Jamaica, you can have a fine up to $1,500.
That's a taxi fare for go up there.
I spent a month in jail and something.
Yeah,
so.
We don't know about that.
But I mean, it not really fears me, cause I mean, what I need to do is take it off an illegal book, cause even or dancehall artists are penalized for using it at stage shows. They're not the music. You allow them to put it in their music, but them perform the music.
No, but I said broadcasting commission here. You remember what I'm last time?
Broadcasting can't come for that podcast, yeah. So
we have a guest, Miss Patricia Paul. So
really, welcome. I didn't want nobody to
know
who I was.
Oh, so you're brave? No, bring your bravery, fam.
Yo, come with your name.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, but you like to think say, yo, them go find me and then can't find me.
I can't find you.
I don't know. Everybody have to go for you now. And I say go down because I say go down then. You
go
know.
What?
See, that's
to Renard's point about legalizing first word.
Or decriminalizing curse words, yes.
You don't want to do that because you have to think about the younger ones.
Who are already using it in their day-to-day.
Yes, but you don't want them to bring it in the classroom. Yeah.
It's already there.
But now what you use it openly.
I hear what everyone is saying, right? And I guess people don't look at the fact that when you get a right, rights have responsibilities. Right, so if you do have the right, and even with the responsibilities, there are certain things, or certain places that we know that we're not supposed to do or say certain things because it's inappropriate. Not because it's illegal, but inappropriate. We can't talk about, say, sex anywhere we want. Sex is perfectly legal, but at certain places we can't speak of sex, or in certain ways we can't speak of sex because of the inappropriate yet
nature
of it. So, and it's the same way. Really and truly, the reason why these words are considered illegal is not because Jamaicans deemed it illegal. It's because our colonial masters from all them long time, they say, listen, these words right here, we don't want it to use. You know how these words come about? Is when there were certain things called, you know, women have periods and things, right? And when they couldn't afford.
And I just woman, no. Well.
She's a beast. Terry, just stop the word.
Woi!
Right, I'll get you.
Right. When females couldn't afford sanitary napkins, they'd use cloth to tie themselves. And these were the rich white people we're talking about, the plantation owners' daughters and somebody. The slaves would probably laugh after them and cuss them out about their blood cloth.
They're bloody cloths.
They're bloody cloths. And because it was an embarrassment to them. So, hey, daddy, that slave here said two things I'm not too like. Oh, sure. You're my daughter. Illegal. And that's why it's illegal, not because, oh, Jamaica. And then we are raised to think that it's illegal. And then even with the wanting to make Jamaican a language now, if you're going to make standardized Jamaican as a language, these things are part of the Jamaican language. You can't leave them out.
Well,
and this is the thing as well. How these words are used, they are contextualized because people use them for different reasons. Excitement, anger. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a couple friends that talk. And I fight them, I fight when them curse it and all them something there. But people hear it and be like, oh, them being on the manners. No, not on the manners. Because, you know, the slave master, they tell them, said it's wrong. So they believe it and they never question it from them long time there. So now, when they just believe it and move on and something there. Now, when we talk about inappropriateness and the fact that, you know, if a curse to be inappropriate, let's move on to the teacher at a specific high school.
I drove on topic this, right?
We talk to a specific student a specific way. She didn't use any other cloths at all. Mm. Right? No cloths were used. All the materials stayed on everyone. Everybody were fully clothed. So, no cloth no use at all. But yet, it was still inappropriate. Why? Because
she made a promise. Open promise, which was captured on camera.
And she.
But it begs the question if they really tried to provoke her the entire time, because
no,
when you look at
have control of her mental health.
Really?
No,
how many of us here are actually in the classroom?
No.
Hold on. Let us not be.
I understand that these kids are hard to deal with.
No, hard to deal with and devil spawn is two different things.
Me not being a hypocrite.
He wasn't being a devil spawn.
You sure?
No, he was. Based on the video, he was saying, "Miss, stop telling lie on me." Even before she started by him, when the girl got to her and show and he had the paper, she went out at the girl long before she stopped on the brother. So the girl has come hand you a paper, you're gonna lash out. Something seriously wrong with the teacher. Listen, me understand. See, I was a student. We go to our boy school and there were certain teachers that
I'll know them now as you're not.
There were certain teachers that I made sure that I pissed them off because, you know, it was fun. I make it easy. They were like spawns in my hand. They must say something to them, react to it. Oh, you react? All right. This is what I'm going to do. But they still never, ever, 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 ever threatened to kill me. Never. They never promised me no murder. They rather send me out. Go to the dean.
Murder never popular them time.
It wasn't the in
murder never popular them time.
Murder always popular. At Jamaica, we
attacked.
Murder.
Students weren't throwing chairs at teachers in that time.
There we go.
Trust me. SM had a teacher here during my time. Stool reggae thing of a teacher. I've seen it all. Teacher, student, thump it out. There was only one teacher alone, you know, with the name Big Red. But nobody could rap because he's big and he's red. Right? And them man there in the laugh, he will take him dust and beat it off of you. And then tell if a bring it comes, he can bum it in your head. And nobody.
That's 21st century discipline.
And nobody now tried nothing at all.
They
weren't allowed then. Nobody allowed then. You said I'm old.
So, just.
In order to properly evaluate the situation, you have to know two things. One, you have to take into account that students are different. Mm-hmm. The classroom
is different.
You have to know not only what was happening before the video, but what has been going on in this classroom since September. Mm-hmm. Paul, you know this woman has been living in hell for days. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but think about it. if the students really pick out their phones in video, it's because before they knew something before was exactly going to happen.
That's why what I was trying to say.
Okay, so
but you know, some people just bias.
Upon receiving other message, I've heard that this is not the teacher.
It doesn't talk.
It's a stand-in teacher. Right? Mm-hmm. So that means you have time for the September.
Right, no, so. But you have experience.
No, but
you have experience.
No, I'm saying for being yes, so she probably have experience with other students. As a second tired I don't wanna right now and I wanna get the latter of it. But what I'm saying is
the brother probably licked the woman with a buckle before class start. We don't know.
Really?
That's exactly.
It's about
But even so. No. For sure. No. That won't even get murdered from outside of the classroom.
That's one of the issues that me have with the social media era. We watch the video. The video started from like a second, yeah. Go up to a minute. Finally. I would criticize the 1 minute video, okay. And it was actually a 5 minute thing really.
It's interesting that we would be more understanding, because if it were us, we would say that's not the whole story.
As long as she never killed him in the video, me alright.
She killed him outside of the video. Yeah, alright.
I think what he's trying to say.
Once you don't see her kill him, it's fine.
Before knowing all the.
No, but I'm not judging based off of the fact that this teacher was completely wrong for doing this and the student did nothing. No, I'm saying as a teacher, as a professional,
as a human being.
In every profession you go. There are certain ethics you are expected to uphold.
Amen.
Irrespective of where you're there.
But like, you
are a human before a professional.
You are trained to be the professional.
But when
the classroom is a secondary place of transformation. First is the home. So if them feel at the home,
no,
the parents.
No, home.
So,
I'm
not take it away from nobody. Blame the parents or the community where them come from for not raising them properly. But then the second one is the institution, the school, and then you have church, and people stop go church now. So really and truly, you skip out that.
Why you leave out the circle and celebrities out?
No, what I'm saying is there are certain institutions that instill certain behaviors and certain respect, right? And because you are the home now do it, you got a school and a one teacher to 45, 50 students, and then you have, you stop go to church, where the church would have like elders and other teachers where they say, don't do this. You really have nobody else, because the people that were up on the street, I laugh when they do it and them something, I'm like, she didn't do the teacher this, yada, yada, yada. But even though that's the case, we are still expected as professionals to deal with things differently.
As professionals that are underpaid, overworked, stressed.
You take it up on the student.
No, that's not the point. The reality is that there are two sides to this. If, as a parent, you can't grow up your child, keep them at home, homeschool them, save us the trouble.
If you can't grow them, eating them, send them out.
So,
that's the problem.
Question: what methods or I don't even know what the word is, but what are we providing for our teachers to deal with this? What kind of training?
Nothing.
As a trained professional, she should know better. But what I want to know is who trained her to know better? Exactly. Who is making sure that she's
not even
okay?
Counseling.
She went to school for this.
Who you know?
Not even counseling.
Yeah, but teachers' college was theory. And everybody know yes, but what I'm saying is
there's certain type of behavior.
Just the other day they were looking at doing similar things for policemen because they're out in the field and they need therapists and counselors because trauma. Teachers are now in a war zone, they're experience with trauma, who is complaining?
You have gunman in a class, you have scammer in a class, you have body. Girl who has sell body in a class, you have all them things in a class.
And also, and has the training been updated to deal with today's classroom? Or are you still talking about the classroom where my mother and where my mother was a student and the whole village was raising her? So, you know, you couldn't misbehave, because if you ever misbehave in front of the teacher, your granny know before your mother know, and then they beat you before you reach home.
Which is why these teachers have to
collect.
Which is why
you can't train teachers with that classroom, because the person they overrun.
Which is why teachers have.